What not to do? Mocking crystals, astrology, magic, or earth-based practices when a Christian leader hears someone talk about crystals, astrology, tarot, spell work, moon rituals, goddess spirituality, or energy healing, the leader may feel alarmed. That concern may be real. Christian leaders should not pretend that all spiritual practices are harmless, but concern must not become contempt. Mockery is one of the fastest ways to close a ministry conversation. If someone says, "I use crystals for protection," a harsh response might be, "That is ridiculous. Rocks cannot help you." If someone says, "My moon ritual helped me feel connected," a poor response might be, "That is pagan nonsense." If someone says, "My birth chart explains who I am," a careless response might be, "You believe in astrology." That is crazy. Those responses may sound bold, but they often fail in ministry. They do not listen for fear. They do not listen for longing. They do not listen for wounds. They do not listen for the God spot. A better response might be, "What were you hoping the crystal would protect you from?" Or, "What did that ritual give you that you felt was missing?" Or, "When you read your birth chart, what did it help you understand about yourself?" These questions are not agreement. They are discernment. Many people drawn to these practices are trying to name something real. They may feel unsafe. They may feel unseen. They may have been hurt by church people. They may be searching for feminine dignity. They may feel disconnected from their bodies or from creation. They may want a spiritual practice that feels embodied, beautiful, and personal. Christianity has a better story, but Christian leaders must not tell it with contempt. Scripture teaches that God created the heavens and the earth. It teaches that creation is good. It teaches that human beings are made in God's image. It also warns against seeking spiritual power through occult practices, divination, or created things in place of God. Both truths matter. Creation is good. Creation is not God. Spiritual hunger is real. Not every spiritual practice is safe. The body matters. The body is not an idol. Wonder is good. Worship belongs to God. A Christian leader should also stay within role. Do not turn a casual conversation into a dramatic deliverance session. Do not pressure prayer. Do not demand that someone throw away objects on the spot. Do not shame a person publicly. Do not make promises that one conversation will solve everything. Instead, listen. Ask permission. Speak truth gently. Point to the Creator. Point to Christ. Invite one faithful next step. The goal is not to win an argument about crystals. The goal is to bear witness to Jesus with clarity, courage, humility, and love.